Good morning, Daily Dosers. Today, we're going to be in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. This chapter begins talking about humility and instructs us in humility. As we pick up in verse 5, it says this. It says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." We'll stop there for just a moment. But at the very beginning there, he talks about this mindset. I think that's a point for us to stop and take pause on. He talks about this mindset among yourselves. And I think for each of us, we often focus on the actions as if we're having to pull them out of ourselves each time we do the right thing, as opposed to his instruction here is having a mindset that almost dictates our actions. And when we get into a mindset of Christ-likeness, the actions become the byproduct of that. And it's kind of a fruit from a tree mentality as well. We see this again and again in scripture. And as he goes on and he's trying to continue this thought on what is it to be humble, he says, have this mindset, which is yours in Christ Jesus. So it should be something that we are conditioned to be like, not having to pull this effort to make it happen each time. And then as he goes on to talk about God did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. God is God. He didn't have to see that equality with God was the thing he had to reach for, to be grasped at, like Satan did when he tried to reach out and take hold of what God's greatness and deity was. Christ had it, and so there was no grasping needed for it. But yet, in light of that, he empties himself. The story that it makes me think of in this is my son one time, probably about 4 or 5 years old, said, "Dad, can we go outside and play?" And I looked outside. It was raining. I said, "No, we can't go outside." And he said, "Well, why?" Like any good four-year-old does. And I said, "Well, it's raining." And he said, "Why?" And I thought, well, that's a silly kind of question. But I was, being cheeky, I said, "Well, because water's falling from the sky." And he looked at me kind of funny a little bit and said, "Why?" And so we'll go with this. I said, "Well, you know, water vapor condenses, and eventually as the molecules come together, gravity overtakes them and they fall from the clouds." He thought for a second. He goes, "Why?" I said, "Okay, well, it's because, there's evaporation. The water is evaporated off the surface of the earth and it goes up into the atmosphere and that's where it condenses." He goes, "Why?" I said, "Well, because it gets heated up by the sun." "Well, why?" "Well, because the sun is a mass of incandescent gas. It's basically a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen's converted into helium at temperatures of millions of degrees." And he cocked his head, harder to the side and goes, "Why?" And I said, "Well, because it's basically a star." "Well, why?" I said, "Well, because God made it that way." "Why?" "Well, because he's God." "Well, why?" And in a short moment, my son had delved beyond the reaches of my knowledge and had really poked at the very essence and nature of all creation and God himself. And I found my knowledge had reached its end, as I thought I was pretty clever at the beginning. He had pushed me beyond my knowledge. And I was like, man, my four-year-old son just asked me, why is God God? And I didn't have an answer other than because he's God. And I thought at first that wasn't enough, but then I realized, no, that is the answer. He is God. And so I was pushed to the point that I realized the essence of all of it is the humility that comes when we surrender our knowledge and our pride to realize that God is just sovereign, that God is God. And as this verse continues, I think with that right mindset, I think it puts us in place to read the rest of this, which says, if God is just God because he's God, then it goes on and says, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself and becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him, bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." And so today, as we continue this idea of humility, that first we have a mindset of humility, but put it into context that because God is God, that one day all of us, willingly or unwillingly, will bow a knee and will proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So the challenge is to begin bowing our knee, to rightly place ourselves in a mindset that says, I will be humble because God is God, and I will follow the pattern of Christ to humble myself because I'm only a man. And so there's your daily dose.